Nothing, of course, can prepare us for something like that, but being grounded in Scripture can help us in all sorts of ways throughout life, not only to cope with things ourselves, but to help others, as well as honoring the Lord by knowing more about Him and His will as well. One of the ways you're working on to help make that happen is the Be Formed series.
Yes, one of the things that came out of COVID here is I kept hearing, I felt like the Holy Spirit was saying, keep my people connected to me and to one another. And so we started this Be Formed ministry that was online, where, you know, I provided a daily video for formation. We got people into small groups where they're sharing with one another. And then within the small groups, people have a prayer partner where daily they're checking in with one another. And we've just found in a year how it's really meeting a need. And right now we're going through the Liturgy of the Word in the Mass and just trying to help people understand why we do what we do as Catholics during the Mass. And so this past week we were going over the readings and really paying attention to, you know, if sometimes we go to Mass hoping to be entertained, you know, with a good homily and good music, and I'm really encouraging people to prepare for Mass, especially by praying with the Scriptures for that Mass, you know, 15 minutes before you go. Because often we'll, you know, you'll hear a baby cry or somebody will cough or you get distracted or you're thinking about the things you have to do that afternoon and you miss the readings. And often we'll say the word of the Lord, but we don't know what we've just heard. But if we prepare before we go to Mass, we're much more likely to be able to engage, not only in hearing the message that Christ wants to speak to us in the readings for the day, but also engage the priest or the deacon in the homily. And I guarantee what you take away from that Mass will be much deeper if we go in prepared. When the Harry Potter books were really popular, I remember talking to middle schoolers and I said, how many of you read the whole book? And some are 500, 600, 700 pages before you go watch the movie. And they would excitedly raise their hands. And how many of us read the readings of the day before we go to Mass? You know, and it takes about 5 minutes, and you know, all the hands would go down. And so we get excited about watching a movie. I want us to get much more excited to hear God's message of hope and love. You know, going back to the story in Wisconsin, the Word of God, you know, as it takes root in our hearts, can give us so much hope, because, you know, Jesus Christ is our hope. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the resurrection. And, you know, St. Jerome says, ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. So the more that we, you know, prepare to hear the Word of God before we go to Mass and after we go to Mass, the more the hope of Christ will dwell within us.
Well, Father, for radio, we need to do show prep, right? To kind of get ready and learn a little bit about the guests that are coming up and make sure we know what's going on in the world, to talk effectively and intelligently about that, and to do a little show prep before you go to Mass, right? Would include checking out those readings, even a movie where we go to be entertained. We might read a review beforehand or certainly have seen a preview or a trailer, something like that. And so to be prepared, one of those great ways, really, it's so easy on the USCCB website with the daily readings for you right there every day. That's a great way to get a little piece of Scripture each and every day, including for Sunday as well. And as much as there is to learn our entire lives as Catholics, as an adult convert, familiarity with Scripture was something I did have. And so just want to encourage others that it doesn't have to be this big scary mystery. It's certainly a mystery in that we can read the same thing at different points of life and learn something different from it, be moved in a different way as our Lord designed. But my goodness, feel free to dive in just with little bite-sized pieces with the daily readings for starters.
Yeah, that's a great way. You know, when people get excited, we're coming up, you know, this coming weekend's the beginning of a new liturgical year. Of course, January 1st, the new calendar year. People start to make resolutions, and one of the things people might do is to want to read the whole Bible. And I would recommend, as you're saying, you know, work with the church's lectionary, because it's beautifully laid out according to the seasons. And, you know, it takes 5 minutes or so to read, and if we spend 10, 15 minutes praying with those scriptures, it starts to come alive within us. You know, one of the ways I want us to prepare for Mass is to say, the Lord wants to speak to me today. The Lord wants to speak to my heart. And I go with this excitement to say, he's got a message for me. You know, Matthew Kelly recommends that we take our Mass journal with us to Mass, you know, and even if it's one line, one word that jumps out at us, God is speaking to us in the Word of God. So to prepare ourselves for Mass in that way. And one of the things I would leave us with is to realize that the Bible is God's love story for us. You know, the Old Testament is preparation and prophecy about Christ, and the New Testament is this fulfillment of, you know, the great hope that God has become one with us, and he died on the cross for us to save us from our sins. And there's no better message of love anywhere. And so come prepared, come with an excitement and anticipation at Mass by preparing and praying with the scriptures.
Father, we always love the wisdom you bring us each and every week, and we appreciate you letting us borrow a little of your time today to talk about some of the events in Wisconsin. And if we could ask you, even on the spur of the moment here, for maybe a prayer of peace over the situation as we leave you today, or for the folks in Waukesha.
Sure. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, you sent us your Son, Jesus, as the Prince of Peace. Just ask you to send your peace upon the people in Waukesha, especially to the families of those who have lost loved ones, those who have died. May your Son, who is the resurrection and the life, give us all hope and comfort during these times of tragedy. Mother Mary, we ask you to wrap your mantle around them, protect them. Let's lead us all closer to your Son, Jesus. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen, Father Burke Masters. Thank you very much. Father Burke joins us most Mondays here on Morning Air. Morning Air continues. We'll check in with the host of Trending with Timory, talking about why the hashtag Thanks Birth Control was trending recently on Twitter. We'll talk about that with that great voice for life, Timory Zsa Zsa, next as Morning Air continues here on Relevant Radio and on the Relevant Radio app.